Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another day with Chatterbox, and hope that you enjoyed these adventures for today. If you want to, you have a comment or a question, you can always call in at 917-889-7054, and we'll take it from there. So today, we're going to start off with the story of the 12 Dancing Princesses. This is by Rachel Isidore. There was once a king who had 12 beautiful daughters. They slept each night in a locked room, but every morning their shoes were worn through as if they had danced all night. The king made it known that whoever discovered where the princesses went at night could choose a princess for his wife. If after three tries they failed, they would lose their life. Many tried and failed. One day, a soldier traveling on a road met an old woman. She asked where he was headed, and he told her that he was going to try and discover the secret of the princesses. "That is not difficult," she said. "But you must not drink the wine brought to you, and you must pretend to be asleep." She gave him a cloak. "You will be invisible and can follow the princesses without being seen." She said goodbye and went on her way. The soldier went to the king and was led to a room attached to that of the princesses. He did not drink the wine that was brought to him, and he pretended to snore. When the princesses heard the soldier snore, they laughed and quickly got up and got dressed. Believing that the soldier was sound asleep, the eldest princess went to her bed and tapped it. Excuse me for 1 second. Sorry, had a dry cough. Suddenly, it sank into the floor, and the princesses ran down a dark passageway. The soldier put on his cloak and followed. The youngest princess thought she heard someone following them. "Don't be silly. There is no one there," said the eldest. Okay, I think I skipped the page. Believing that the soldier was sound asleep, the eldest princess went to her bed and tapped it. Suddenly it sank into the floor, and the princesses ran down a dark passageway. The soldier put on his cloak and followed. The youngest princess thought she heard someone following them. "Don't be silly. There's no one there," said the oldest. Soon, the princesses reached a grove of trees with silver leaves. Then they came to to one of gold leaves and one of diamond leaves. The soldier broke off a twig from each. They came to a lake where 12 princes were waiting in 12 boats. The invisible soldier sat in the boat with the youngest princess, and the prince wondered why it was so difficult to row. They all reached the other side where there were lights and music. Everyone danced under twinkling stars. The princesses danced on and on until their shoes were danced through, and they could dance no longer. The princes rowed them back to shore where they all promised to meet the next night. The soldier ran ahead, so the princesses found him sound asleep when they returned. He followed them the next two nights, and on the last night, he took a cup away with him. The time arrived for the soldier to speak with the king. "Where do my 12 daughters go at night?" the king asked. "To a place underground where they dance with 12 princes," the soldier replied. Then he told the king what he had seen and showed him the three branches and the cup. The king called for his daughters and asked if the soldier spoke the truth. Knowing that their secret had been discovered, they confessed. The soldier chose the eldest princess for his wife, as he was not very young. They were married that very day, and everyone danced and danced all through the night. Stay tuned for your next story. Our next story is Anansi and Turtle Go to Dinner, and this is as told by Bobby and Sherry Norfolk. One evening, Anansi was sitting down to dinner when Turtle came to his door. Anansi knew the law of the jungle. If you have company and you have food, you must share the food with your company. "Come in, Turtle. You're just in time for dinner," Anansi sighed. Turtle sat down. "Thanks, Anansi. How are you?" Turtle reached for a bowl of yams. "I'm fine," answered Anansi. "But, Turtle, your hands are very dirty. You know you can't sit down to dinner with dirty hands. Please go wash them before you eat." Turtle looked sadly at his hands. It had gotten very dirty on a long walk to Anansi's house. "Oh, you're right, Anansi. I'm sorry. I'll be right back." turtle slowly crawled off to wash his hands. As soon as turtle was out of sight, the Nazi ate as fast as he could. He ate peanut soup, rice and beans, and meat. Slurp. When turtle got back, the bowls and plates were nearly empty. "And Nazi, you've been eating all the food," turtle said unhappily. "Well, turtle, you are very slow. I had to eat it before it got cold. But there's plenty of left. Help yourself," said Anansi. "Thanks, Anansi. I'm really hungry." Turtle reached for the bowl of rice. "Wait," cried Anansi. "Your hands are still dirty, Turtle." Turtle looked at his hands. Yes, they were dirty again because he had crawled back to the table across Anansi's dirty, unswept floors. "Oh, sorry, Anansi. I'll be right back." Turtle crept back to wash his hands again. Then he searched through his shell and found some nice, soft slippers to keep his hands and feet clean. Then he started back as fast as he could go. But as soon as he was going, Anansi had stuffed the rest of the food into his mouth. Slurp, slurp, gobble. When Turtle saw the empty table, he cried. "Anansi, you have eaten everything." "Turtle, I could not wait any longer. The food was getting very cold. Maybe next time you come to dinner, you'll wash your hands and get to the table one time." Turtle nodded slowly and left with an empty tummy. As he walked, his hungry tummy growled and his hungry mind began to work. "Anansi tricked me. He got me to wash my hands twice, gobbled up all the food. It's time to teach Anansi a very important lesson." Turtle reached home, ate his dinner, and began to plan. The next day, Anansi found an invitation in his mailbox to go to Turtle's house for dinner. "All right," he cheered. "Turtle is a great cook." Anansi put on his best jacket and went to the edge of the pond. He saw a turtle down at the bottom of the pond, setting the table. "I'm here, Turtle. I'm here for dinner," he called. "Come on down, Anansi. Your dinner is almost ready," answered Turtle. Anansi jumped into the water. Splash! But he didn't sink to the bottom. He just floated on top of the water. Anansi kicked all eight legs and bounced as hard as he could, but he could not make himself sink. "Hurry, Anansi. Dinner is getting cold," grinned Turtle as he watched Anansi splashing above him. Anansi climbed out and tried again, and again, and again. Splish, splash, splish, splash, splash. He could not sink to the bottom. Anansi thought, "Aha! I know what to do. I have big pockets in this jacket. I'll put heavy rocks in the pockets, and I'll drop right down to Turtle's house." Anansi gathered big rocks and filled his pockets. Then, kersplash, he jumped into the pond. Glup, glup, glup. He went down, down, down to the bottom of the pond where Turtle had set out a feast. "This sure does look good," said Anansi as he reached for a bowl of food. "Wait, Anansi," Turtle cried. "You know you can't sit down to dinner with your jacket on. Please take off your jacket, Turtle." "If I take off my jacket, You must take it off if you want to eat that turtle. Anansi slowly took off his jacket and hung it on the back of his chair. He popped right back up to the top of the water. Anansi floated and watched as Turtle ate every bite of the feast. He had plenty of time to think while he watched. Finally, he climbed out of the water and started back home. Me out of a meal, just like I tricked him. I guess my mama was right. What goes around comes around. And that's the end of that. And, well, it appears we have still more time for another story. So I will be back with our next story. Okay, and this last story is called I Was So Mad. And this is by Mercer Mayer. And this is part of the Little Critter collection. I wanted to keep some frogs in the bathtub, but Mom wouldn't let me. I was so mad. I wanted to play with my little sister's dollhouse, but Dad wouldn't let me. I was so mad. I wanted to play hide and seek in the clean sheets, but Grandma said, no, you can't. I was just so mad. I wanted to water the garden, but Grandpa said, no, you can't. So I decided to decorate the house, but Grandpa said, no, you can't do that either. Was I ever mad? Dad said, why don't you play in the sandbox? I didn't want to do that. Mom said, why don't you play on the slide? I didn't want to do that either. I was too mad. I wanted to practice my juggling show instead. But Mom said, no, you can't. I wanted to tickle the goldfish. But Mom said, leave the goldfish alone. You won't let me do anything I want to do, I said. I guess I'll run away. That's how mad I was. My favorite toys. And I packed a bag of cookies to eat on the way. Then I walked out the front door, but my friends were going to the park to play ball. Can you come too? They asked. And Mom said I could. I'll run away tomorrow if I'm still. So, well, chatterers, that will be it for today. Hope that you enjoy our adventures. And until the next time that we meet, keep chattering. Bye for now. Thank you.
Thank you.